It's time for All Things Gardening, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, Charlie, I can remember each year my dad would hire my science teacher who had like a rototiller, and in the spring that was his side gig to go and rototill people's gardens. But you're, I understand, a proponent of another way to garden that doesn't need tilling or turning. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
Sure. We've talked about it a number of times on this show. It's no-dig gardening, and it's similar to no-till agriculture. And the idea behind it is that you don't want to dig, turn, or till the soil, because that soil is really important to your garden, and you want to keep it intact. I've written a book on this. I have a webinar on this, and we've talked about it a number of times. But it's a good thing to review, especially this time of year, when people are thinking about getting their gardens going pretty soon. So the benefits of no-dig include, first of all, less work. I like that part especially, but also you don't disturb the soil biome. In a teaspoon of soil, healthy soil, you'll have over 4 billion microbes in there, and they're creating a network that helps water and nutrients flow into your plants and go back and forth. So you don't want to break that up. Every time you till it or turn it, you break that biome up. And there's a number of different ways you can do no dig. You could do the simple way that Charles Dowding does over in England as a market gardener. And he just creates a raised bed and he adds compost or a combination topsoil and compost and just grows in there. And that's fine. You could do what Ruth Stout used to do, which is she used to do deep mulching, which she put down 8 to 12 inches of hay or straw over her garden year round. And then she just moved that to plant in it. And that's another form of no dig. But the one that most people know about is one that's more related to lasagna gardening, where you put layers of organic materials. Say you have a lawn and you put down 4 layers of newspaper, and then on top of that some chopped leaves, on top of that some grass clippings from your untreated lawn, maybe some chopped hay on top of that. You cap it all off with some compost. And if you do that this time of year and put maybe a 6-inch layer of compost, you can plant right into it when it's ready to start planting. Once you're growing things in that no-dig bed, you always want to remember one of the other tenets is that the soil needs the plants as much as the plants need the soil. So you want to always have plants growing on your soil. So once one crop is done or once flower is done, you want to cut it down at the ground level, don't till it, and plant something else in a succession crop. And you want to do that all summer long till you get to the winter. And then either if the plants are healthy, you can just chop and drop them, take a hedge trimmer, chop them all up, leave them as mulch. Or if they weren't that healthy, they had diseases like blight on tomatoes, you can cut the plant off at the ground level, remove it, and then put a mulch of maybe hay or chopped leaves on top of it for winter. So there's lots of different ways to do no dig, but the basic tenet is not to disturb that soil, because it's going to be able to help you grow a better garden.
It's got to be hard for people to give up the tilling and the digging, though, but it's, the benefits are so much better if you don't. Here's a question from Vicky in Williston, and Vicky writes, "The flower garden outside my kitchen, which gets sun a significant portion of the day, has become infested with moss." And they write, "They have some shade, but not tons of it. The moss has really put its feet down, so that removing it is removing an inch or two of soil. Do you have any thoughts about what to do and why this happened?"
Yeah, so moss really loves shady areas, damp areas, wet areas, and also acidic soil areas. So Vicky, it sounds like you have a lot of sun there, so that may not be the issue. It may just be you don't have really good drainage in that bed. So if the soil is staying consistently wet, and because we are so far north, even with full sun, it might still be okay for that moss to grow there, and it sounds like it is. It's really gotten established. So one of the things I would do is, of course, rip out as much of that moss as you can and add some more organic material, maybe even sand, as long as you don't have a clay soil, add some sand to it to really improve that drainage, because the moss is not going to like a really well-drained soil. The other thing to do is check the pH. If it's a little acidic, add some lime to it to sweeten it up. And hopefully those things will make it a little bit easier for you to grow other things other than moss, and grow moss somewhere else in your yard.
If you have questions about moss or seeds or planting or raised beds, no dig gardening, see if Charlie Nardozzi can answer it, and send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Find that link to submit your question in the All Things Gardening post at vermontpublic.org as well. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.